And joining us right now is KTAR legal analyst Monica Lindstrom as we look at this. Monica, first off, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We heard the defense attorney make an interesting defense of his client. We want to play it for everyone and for you and get some reaction to the legal defense that's being laid out for Harvey Weinstein.
My job is not to defend behavior. My job is to defend something that is criminal behavior. Bad behavior. Mr. Weinstein did not invent the casting couch in Hollywood, and to the extent that there is bad behavior in that industry, that is not what this is about. Bad behavior is not on trial in this case.
React to that for us, will you, Monica?
Wow.
Well, he's right. I mean, he's basically saying to everybody, look, just because he did something bad or morally reprehensible or something that people don't like, which is the casting couch concept in Hollywood, doesn't mean that that's illegal or that he should be criminally prosecuted for it. There's a difference between doing something that everybody else is doing that's not illegal and then doing something or raping somebody that is illegal. So that's what the defense attorney is trying to set out there.
Monica, and help me understand, let's accept the casting couch analogy and that this exists in Hollywood. And if you don't get the point, it's that in return for sexual favors, you get a job on a television show or movie or whatever it might be. That's kind of the thing that we've heard. Is that in and of itself illegal? Is that even if it's consenting, because they're arguing the women who, quote unquote, did this with Harvey Weinstein did it to further their careers. They both got what they wanted.
Right. And that's the argument, that it was consensual. Even if you don't like it, even if they didn't enjoy it, right, they still agreed to do it, whether it was because they thought they were going to lose their job or they thought they would get a better role in a movie or something like that. They still consented to it. There was no force or physical force, so to speak. That's when the civil law can step in and say, well, wait a minute, you know, did he force her in a way, not physically, but maybe did he hold something over her? And that's where perhaps they could sue them civilly. But for criminal purposes, consenting sex is not illegal. And that's where the defense attorney is going to step in. That's the strategy they're creating, is that all of these encounters, especially the ones they're talking about, because he was charged with first degree rape, third degree rape, and criminal sexual act in the first degree, those they're going to argue were either, I don't think they're going to say they didn't happen, they're going to say it was consensual.
Okay, so there's a lot of interesting aspects to dive in here,
yeah.
Monica. So we talk about consensual, and the defense taking that position that these were consensual acts. That was the same defense that Bill Cosby won his first case in and lost his second case in. What are some of the challenges that the prosecutor is going to have? Because it's my understanding there are no rape kits in this situation. It's my understanding there's not a whole lot of physical evidence in this situation. It appears to me that this is going to come down to she said versus he said.
That's exactly right. And that's where a lot of rape cases kind of fall between the cracks, because prosecutors don't always want to take those cases where it's a he said, she said thing, because they have to prove every element of the crime beyond a reasonable doubt, which that's a very, very high standard. And if you don't have any kind of physical evidence, the jury can kind of sit there and scratch their head and go, okay, but we don't have any hard evidence to show us or scientific evidence to show us that this really happened. And are we willing to, you know, ruin a person's life and their career and put them in jail just because somebody said this, right? We have too many examples of people crying wolf when it's not necessary. One thing I want to point out is with the Cosby trial, there was the allegations that he used drugs on these women. From what I can tell so far with Weinstein, there's no allegations that there were any drugs involved or that he drugged anybody. So that's going to be a big difference when they're interviewing jurors, if this were to go to a jury trial, to see if they already have some preconceived notions. They will likely ask the potential jurors about the Bill Cosby trial and try to point out that there's a big difference here because there were no drugs and the defense is claiming consensual.
We're talking to Monica Lindstrom, KTAR legal analyst, as Harvey Weinstein was led into court today, released on bond, charged with rape and a variety of other things. I'm hearing you talk, Monica, and obviously you're paying attention to the facts of this. It strikes me that you think Harvey Weinstein has a pretty good case.
Well, I wouldn't say that he has a pretty good case, because the circumstances and the atmosphere of basically our culture right now is very pro the Me Too movement, right?
Sure,
so
sure.
Some of the jurors can really be on the side of that, and that could hurt Weinstein. However, if you're looking at the scientific and hard evidence, he's got a good case, because from what we can tell so far, now there might be some information out there that hasn't been released to us yet, there's nothing but the he said, she said aspect. So right now, I would put it at about a 50-50 based on those two factors.
Wow.
Okay, so Monica, let's game theory this out a little bit. We're going into the future here. You're putting it at a 50-50 situation.
That's pretty amazing.
Because there's such a high bar for, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt in a criminal case. Let's say, I'm speculating here, but let's say Harvey Weinstein walks. I'm concerned about what that would do for the movement. You have, in my opinion, two very brave women who have come forward, two out of 80 who have made allegations. And I'm afraid of the way they're going to be treated on the stand during this trial, scaring other women from coming forward. He walks? Yeah, it's going to be really that much more difficult for any rape victim to go through the judicial system and say, this is what's happened to me.
Absolutely. And that's the practical side effect of cases like this. And that's one of the things that makes prosecuting and bringing cases like this so very difficult, because the victims know that it's going to be extremely difficult for them to take the stand. It takes an incredibly brave and strong person to take the stand and talk about things like this. But as a prosecutor, you can't worry about what the side effect is going to be, because your focus right now is on this person. And the jury has to focus on this person and these alleged acts that happened right now. That's what they have to focus on. You can't think about the other things or what the effect is going to be, because that's not fair to the defendant. You can't say, all right, well, if we don't get this guy now, then all women in the country or in Hollywood or in the world are never going to come forward with these allegations, because they'll see this could happen. You can't worry about that. You get lost in the forest, and it's not fair to the defendant.
That's what I worry about, because I already think he's guilty.
Yeah.
But that being said, another question real quick, because we're up against the clock here. But we're talking to KTAR's legal analyst, Monica Lindstrom. One last thing. We already talked about he said, she said, and that's what this case most likely is going to come down to. We're going to hear from she. Are we going to hear from he? Will he take the stand in this?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. I think that's up in the air, too, because the jury is going to want to hear from him that it was consensual and he didn't force anything. But as his attorney, I'm going to say, don't get up there, because number one, you're not an attractive person.
Ouch.
Nobody likes you. You're like public enemy number five right now, right? It's not going to help you in any way. So I think the defense attorney is going to focus on tearing down the prosecution's case more so than building up Weinstein.
You know, I think there's some serious issues in here. And again, where the law is and where public opinion is, those are not necessarily the same places. We can all agree that the idea of the casting couch is horrible and misogynistic and terrible. It just may not be illegal. You know, I mean, and maybe that is where the disconnect comes with Harvey Weinstein.
Absolutely. I think you hit it right on the head. And those are going to be the questions that the judge and the parties will ask the potential jurors when they come into court getting ready for a jury trial, unless, of course, there is a plea agreement.
Ooh.
Monica Lindstrom, KTAR legal analyst, thank you so much for joining us, breaking down Harvey Weinstein charged with rape after turning himself into police.